EU diplomats are this lunchtime examining a draft strategy document on tough new sanctions which could be imposed on Russia for its ongoing support of rebels in eastern Ukraine. The draft has been leaked to the Financial Times. Peter Spiegel is the head of the Brussels Bureau of the FT. We can talk to him now. Peter Spiegel, what details do you have to hand of these proposed new sanctions?
Well, it was the meeting started just about 2-3 hours ago, and this detailed sort of an options memo was given to all the ambassadors as they before they arrived to weigh it. And the main issue that is in this proposal is a rather sweeping ban on Russian banks accessing European capital markets. So, you know, the biggest banks in particular that are mostly state-owned would not be able to sell stock or bonds in London or in any of the major European financial markets. That's the key thing that's mentioned. There's other issues in there that are options, including exports of sort of high-tech equipment to the energy sector, an arms embargo. So it's sort of a menu of things that they could consider. But if they back any one of these things, it would be a major escalation. We would be going from what's called phase two, which is sort of targeted sanctions at individuals who are involved in the separatist movements, to much broader, you know, sanctions against entire economic segments of the Russian economy.
And the foreign ministers, EU foreign ministers, gave leave for these proposals to be drawn up earlier in the week, these so-called Tier 3 or Phase 3 proposals. I suppose the question now is, what is the probability, or is there any probability, that some of these measures will in fact be adopted or recommended at today's meeting?
It's difficult to say because the politics of this is moving very quickly. I would still say that I think it's very, very unlikely that any of these measures are approved, just because as of 48 hours ago, there were major member states, including the French, including the Germans, including the Italians, who really were not ready to go down this road. Remember, some of these countries are still emerging from a rather rough recession tied to the Eurozone crisis. A lot of them have strong economic ties to Russia. They don't want to see themselves tip back into recession because of this. So there are always a core sort of group of hardliners led by the UK, Sweden, Poland, the Baltic states that are pushing very hard on this, but they remain a very small group. And the majority thus far, you know, going into the meeting at least, was rather resistant.
And what's the process here, Peter? The EU ambassadors or permanent representatives meeting this lunchtime. What outcome can we expect at the end of that meeting, whether they decide to go ahead or not? Could this matter be finalized today, or is it likely to take some time, whatever the outcome?
Yeah, that's a very good question, and one we don't have a definitive outcome answer for at this point. What Catherine Ashton, the EU foreign policy chief, said previously is that if they move towards these sanctions, in all likelihood, we'd probably have to call another EU summit. So that is one potential outcome that could happen. Phase three really has to be decided by heads of state, not by lowly EU ambassadors. That's one potential outcome. We could, on the other hand, get the other side of things, which is, yet again, a statement that we ask for further investigation by the Commission, further elaboration of what this might entail, and kick it down the road a few more weeks or months. So the possibilities at this point, I would say, range very widely to a hard decision to be made at a summit within days or weeks, to kicking this can down the road even further.
Okay, we await developments. Thanks for that, Peter Spiegel, head of the Financial Times Brussels Bureau there.